Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. And home we are. The Indians will start an 11-game homestand. In fact, Tito, this might be the toughest stretch of baseball that you will have all season long, considering what you've already gone through. But I believe we're playing, what, 23 consecutive days?
You know what, though? I don't think you're going to hear too many guys complain. This is a time of year where, yeah, they're tired and they're a little beat up, but because of where we are in the standings and how meaningful every game is, it's fun coming to the ballpark. I mean, there is, in my opinion, Hammy, there is nothing worse than coming to the ballpark when you're 20 games out, trying to figure out a way to, I mean, man, everything that hurts worse. And yeah, I mean, I the guys have played, they got 450 at-bats, they're a little beat up, but it's fun now because everything we do, they do, is so meaningful. And you work so hard to get put in this position that I want our guys to enjoy it.
So really, the dog days of August are really dog days if you're not in it. If you're in it, boy, there's that extra adrenaline, isn't there?
I think whoever coined that term was with a team that was about 20 games out because, you know, like I said, there's nothing worse. I remember me and Millsy, when we were in Philadelphia, we would sit on a Sunday afternoon in September and look across the field, and we were so envious because the other team was a little bit nervous. The game meant so much, and we're trying to play spoiler. And, you know, yeah, you wanted to win, but when you win, you got nothing. You know, now you're 19 games back. And it's just fun where every game is so meaningful. It just – you try to tell the young players, because I think when you're young, you take it for granted. Do you have a chance every year? And it's just not the case.
Tito, how about an injury update on Michael Brantley and also Yan Gomes?
Well, okay, we'll go with Gomer first. Gomer's doing pretty well. He's going to start doing some like one-handed flips, some receiving drills, things like that. He's got his range of motion now, which is really good. You know, he has to let this thing still heal, but he's doing really good. I mean, if you can speed it up from trying hard, it's going to be sped up. As far as Brantley, he went to New York, saw the doctor there. I think it's Dr. O'Neill, I think. We've spoken to him. We still are putting our heads together on what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And those things will all be answered here probably in the next few days.
You know, I saw a national story today. Don't know who wrote it. Doesn't matter. But it was interesting because it's a national perspective. And they were talking about the top candidates in the American League for Cy Young. And Corey Kluber's name was mentioned. And if you look at Corey's record, yeah, he's got a good record, but it's not what we saw 2 years ago. But I think it also points out again, Tito, how good a year Corey Kluber is having.
I think I saw the same thing, and you're right. If you look at peripheral numbers, he's right there with the league leaders. I mean, hits to innings are tremendous. First of all, his innings are tremendous, but hits to innings, strikeouts to innings, walks, he's one of the elite pitchers in the game, and we know that. And he's had some tough losses. We had a period of time where we weren't scoring for him. But I guarantee you, when he takes them out, everybody here thinks we're going to win, myself included.
Is there something, too, about Corey, the fact, Terry, he's now gone through this. This will be his third year in a row where he's given you 32 to 34 starts. Is there something that young pitchers never know what that's like until they've done it?
Yeah, and that was probably, you know, when he was going through that year where he won the Cy Young, that was the one thing I kept saying was that, as much as we loved what he was doing, you know, you don't say too much because guys have to do it over and over. Well, he's doing that now. And it's not luck. He is such a hard worker. He's such a consistent worker. Whether he throws 9 innings or 5 innings the next day, you can't tell. His routines are impeccable. And those are the guys that keep coming back at you because they don't allow cracks to grow bigger. Everybody gets beat up, but they handle it and they maintain, and he's gonna continue to be good.
And oh, by the way, the Los Angeles Angels are not having a good year, but it's hard to look at them and think pushover, isn't it, when you see Mike Trout and Albert Pujols and Cole Calhoun and still some of those names?
I was hoping because they got in late, maybe they'd give one of those guys a day off, but they didn't. No, you're right. And, you know, they've made some trades. They're going to start to think about next year, but they got some thunder in their lineup. And we know that. And I think we know, everybody in our clubhouse knows, when we don't play well, we don't win. So we better play well.
Try manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. This is Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Angels coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.